Okay, time for class. I'm going to give class today. I hope no one's disappointed. Normally it's Krishna Priya's day. So today is a very special day in the Vaishnava calendar. It's the disappearance day, or days, of three personalities: Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, and Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. Very, very important day. And there's actually Radhakund, right between them. There's the samadhi to all three of them, because they passed away on the same day, in different years, of course. In different years, it's called the Teen Goswami Samadhi. And let me just text to make sure everybody knows I'm online. Modern world. Okay. I'll just check to make sure. What? It went off. I know. Okay, we're online. All right, so one interesting thing about the Teen Goswami Samadhi at Radhakund is that it's the ashes of all three great personalities. Of course, Raghunath Das Goswami has another samadhi near the Radhagopinath temple in Radhakund, but it's the ashes of the three Goswamis. And the reason it's the ashes is because, as we know, generally the sannyasis and great souls, they're actually interred in the ground, and they're not cremated because their body has been used in the service of Krishna. Just like even the paraphernalia of a pure devotee, like Prabhupada's seed or Prabhupada's shoes or Prabhupada's anything that Prabhupada used, is considered worshipable. And so why would they cremate these three great personalities? The reason they cremated the three great personalities is that there was an attack, or several attacks, by the Muslims, actually the Mughals. We don't want to be anti any religion, but particularly one group of Muslims called the Mughals on Vrindavan and also in Radhakund. And what they wanted to do is take the bodies out of the samadhis and just tear the bodies apart in the street and, you know, perhaps feed it. Anyway, I'm not even going to mention what it is. It's not proper. And so the devotees, they decided to take the bodies out of the samadhis themselves and cremate the bodies. So the Muslims would not be able, the Mughals would not be able to do that. So therefore you have the same samadhi for all three. And it's called the Teen, which means three. The Teen Goswami Samadhi. It's a very, very, very sacred place. It's actually sort of in between Radhakund and Chandrakund. You go down a path and then you see the samadhi there, and then you take a little jog to the left, and you can actually see Chandrakund there. So another point about that special place, especially in regard to Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, I'm going to chant the prayers of the departed Vaishnavas in a second, especially in regard to Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, they both live very close to there on the banks of the Chandrakund. Their bhajan kutirs are there. And Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami was able to write the Chaitanya Charitamrita and hear about the history of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes from Raghunath Das Goswami, because he was his neighbor. I mean, very close. I mean, within a few paces of land. And therefore, we have all this wonderful information about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of Raghunath Das Goswami and Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. I mean, there's a lot of information, especially the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the final pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We really wouldn't have that much information if it wasn't for Raghunath Das Goswami and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Okay, so we're going to chant the prayers of the departed Vaishnavas first, and then we'll speak a little bit about these three personalities. I mean, I hadn't really prepared to give class, but I'll try my best, because normally it's Mother Krishna Priya's day, but in honor of Yas Puja, you told me I can give class. Jai Anilo Prema Janna Koruna Prajur Prema Janna Koruna Prajur Hey no Prabhu Kota Gena Charya Thakur Hey no Prabhu Kota Gena Charya Thakur Kahamura Sarupa Kaha sanatam amora saruparupa kaha sanatam kaha dasahu ragunatah patita pavahan Kaha dasa ragunataha patita pavaha Kaha morabhata juga Kaha kavirahas Morabhata yuga Kaha kavira Eka kahalehi Kota gela Koranatara Kale kota gela Koranatara Pashane kutivo mahata Anale pashibo Goranga gunera nere Kota gele Pabo Sesa Bas Sangira Sanke Je Koilo Vila Se sangana paya kande narut hamuja Se sangana paya kande Koruna prachur Koruna Jaya Jaya Thakur, Jaya Charya Thakur, Jaya Charya Thakur, Jaya Charya Thakur. Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa Paravitakacharya, also Teta, Satashi Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chadanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anandakoti Vaishnavrind Ki Jai, Namacharya Shidahidas Thakur Kijai Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nichananda Sirway Dagadadha Shivasidhi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Kijai Shishi Radhakrishna Gopagopana Shayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturidam Kijai Jagannathaswami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Shrimati Lassi Devi Gajai, Samaveda Pokja Vrindi Gajai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Buddha Shrimati Bhakti Vananda. Samant Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani. Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarani. So I'll just read the translation of this poem by Narottama Das Thakur. He who brought the treasure of divine love and was filled with compassion and mercy, where is such a personality as Srinivas Acharya gone? Where am I, Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta, and where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees, in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Das simply weeps. So Om Gana Timiranda Shagana Jana Shalakaya Chakshurun Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So first we're going to speak about Raghunath Das Goswami, who is basically the Acharya, the Prayojana aspect of devotional service. You have three different aspects of devotional service. Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana. Sambandha means basically understanding the tattvas. That is, you know, jiva tattva, Vishnu tattva, Shakti tattva, like that, and then time and karma, the material energy. Of course, that's also a Shakti. So, just the basic philosophical understanding. For example, you know, Mami Vangsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manashta Shtani Indriyani Prakriti Stani Karshati. That's actually an example of Sambandha Gyan. You understand? And then Abhideya, of course, Sambandha is Sanatana Goswami, who's the Acharya of Sambandha Gyan. And then Abhideya means the engagement in devotional service. And, you know, we have verses of the Bhagavad Gita that deal with Abhideya. Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yome Bhakti Prayachati. One could offer me a little leaf of fruit, a little water, with love and devotion. So that means the act, once you understand the sambandha, the relationship between the different tattvas, then you actually can understand what the purpose of life is, and then you can do something. Like, you know, we have our chanting of Hare Krishna, which is, actually, chanting of Hare Krishna is actually all three, because chanting of Hare Krishna is tattva, it's Krishna's name, Namachintamani, Krishna is Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. It's also the method of going back to God, and it's also the goal of going back to God and chant Hare Krishna, because that's what you do in the spiritual world. So anyway, so Abhideya means the practice of devotional service, and that's Govindaji is the presiding deity, and Rupa Goswami, of course, is the Acharya of this Abhideya. And I forgot to mention that Madan Mohan is the Acharya of Sambandagyan. So that means practical engagement in devotional service. Basically, it's the process of bhakti, adoshranatata, sadhusangata, bhajanakriya, etc. Executing the activities of devotional service, associating with the devotees, offering food to Krishna, gradually rising up to the platform of hopefully nishta, ruchi, and eventually bhava, and then prema. Well, of course, prema is prayojana. So prayojana, Raghunath Das Goswami is the acharya of prayojana, or the goal of Krishna consciousness, which is Krishna prema pradayate. And the presiding deity is Radhagopinath. And of course, Raghunath Das Goswami's deity was not Radhagopinath. It's very interesting. That's Madhu Pandit's deity in Vrindavan. So those are the three deities, Madan Mohan, Govindaji, and Gopinath, the three presiding deities there. So Raghunath Das Goswami teaches us about prayojana, and Raghunath Das Goswami was the topmost example of renunciation. We find that Raghunath Das Goswami was born, or appeared, because he's a great pure devotee, an eternal liberated associate. It's described that his eternal identity is Rasa Mandri. And not, some people say that it's Rati Mandri or Banu Mati. So we're not going to quibble about these things. That would not be appropriate. So, devotees can get into arguments about all sorts of things. But, you know, why argue about it? So, he was the most renounced. I mean, they were all completely renounced, but he was the one who showed the most external renunciation of all the Goswamis of Vrindavan. And he appeared in an extremely rich family. It would be considered nowadays like a multi, even billionaire family, like Bill Gates' family or something like that. And Father Uncle Hiranya and Govardhan. And they wanted him to do the family business. And he was quite expert, too. It's not like people say that when you join the Krishna conscious movement, that means that you couldn't do anything else. Sometimes people think like that, you know, that you were completely inept, you know, so somehow or other you joined, which is an embarrassment to your family, but at least you're being taken care of. And your mother doesn't have to take care of you anymore. But it's not really like that. I mean, he was so expert. You know, there's the story that his father and uncle were, of course, they were tax collectors. They were tax collectors, and in those days, tax collectors got a chance to keep a certain percentage of the taxes they collected. It was actually a good impetus. We should do that in America, too. Yeah. Anyway, so they kept... What happens is they kept actually more than they should have kept. And the reason I'm telling this story is because it illustrates his expertise. And so the subtax collector, the one who was supposed to work with him, discovered that and got them arrested. And so they didn't actually get arrested. There was a warrant out for their arrest, and they ran away. But Raghunath Das Goswami, he somehow or other, he didn't run away. It's depending on Krishna. And so he stayed, and they arrested him, I guess as a hostage, because he wasn't a tax collector. He was like the hostage to get the father and uncle back. And so while he was in a prison, he showed his skills at negotiation. And not only negotiation, but psychology, because he addressed... The Muslim guy who put him in jail, he said, look, we all have this village relationship, you know, you're like my uncle, you know. And this person, he actually started to cry. You know, that's psychology, how you can deal with someone to get them to cry. That's why I always keep tissues in my house. So he said, actually, and then he worked out a whole deal where he could keep a certain amount of the money. So it's not that he was inept. I mean, sometimes Even talking about Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, I was thinking about him, that he left home when he was roughly, I mean, probably older than me. He was much older than me, and he was in his 80s. And you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and you see the erudition of such a personality. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, who at 80 years of old age can compose such a literature, isn't it? I mean, usually at 80, you're just having some, like, memory losses and things like that. But he was, so he shows that he was from a very high-class background, I mean, education-wise. It's not known whether, I'm just jumping back between the different personalities, but whether Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami actually formally took the order of sannyasi, didn't, but he was Paramahamsa. He was basically on the topmost level. Not much is known about him, but I'll get back to him in a second. So Raghunath Das Goswami was extremely educated and extremely rich. I mean, he had all these opulences, and we know that these opulences bewilder one in this world. I mean, Lord Chaitanya prays what the Dhanam, the Janam, the Sundarim, Kavitam, Ba, Jagadisha, Kamaya. And Queen Kunti prays that, you know, Janmaishwarya, Shrutasya, Shibir, Enama, Na, Adapuman, you know, these bewildering factors, like someone is pretty, or someone is handsome, or someone is rich, or someone is intelligent, or someone is famous, or someone has a good family. These are all, and he had all these things. And, you know, a great wife, too. I mean, a very attractive wife, a very submissive wife, everything perfect. Can you imagine being in a perfect situation like that? And then, still, so I showed his expertise, but still he was always thinking, especially, actually he had a lot of association when he was young. He had association with one of Lord Chaitanya's associates, Balaram Das Acharya. He had association with Haridas Thakur. A lot of good association. And the association is the key. Of course, he was already situated as a pure devotee of the Lord. But really, we could see that sadhu-sangha, isn't it? A little bit, labhamatra, sadhu-sangha, sarva-siddhi-hoi. A little bit of association could give you all perfection. I mean, Narada Muni, for example, he just got like 4 months of association, and that was it. Of course, Krishna took everything away from him, by his mother after that. So a little association of a pure devotee just like changes your consciousness, changes your whole life. And the main association is sound vibration. I was listening to a class Prabhupada was giving this morning. Every morning I listen to Prabhupada's class. And Prabhupada was saying that if someone's sleeping and there's danger, let's say there's some danger, that you don't just like turn on the lights, you yell. Danger, and it's a sound vibration that wakes someone up. Therefore, Prabhupada said, Shabda Pramana, the sound vibration is most important because that wakes one up and gets one going. So that's the same thing. So it's the sound vibration, Shushushrao, Shadarana, Shabhasadeva, Katharuchi, from the pure devotee, and they're just like, wow. So he had this association with Haridas Thakur and these other great devotees I mentioned before, and he became very, very apathetic to material life. Apathetic means no feelings. It doesn't mean that one is like negative towards material life. Sometimes we find immature renouncers of this world, they just like, spit at illusion. You know, they see a lady, when they see a lady, they go, ew, Maya!
Maya Devi!
So anyway, it's not, like apathetic means it's just not, so what? You know, been there, seen it, done it, to put it in common language. That's apathetic. It's just like, why should I do that? Do you like to go hang gliding? Why should I do that? Would you like to go, whatever, you know, just, it's complete apathy. Of course, normally if one's apathetic, that's a sign of depression in the material world. But he was not apathetic towards Krishna and spiritual life. He was just absorbed in this. And then And he kept trying to run away from home. Especially after he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even before he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then Lord Chaitanya actually had to advise him, you know, just calm down. Don't act like a crazy person. It should act like a lady who has a paramour. Paramour means someone outside of the marriage. You just act perfectly, so... Of course, Chanaka Pandit also says, too much devotion is a sign of a thief. So if you find someone acting so perfectly, they're doing something wrong. So, unless they're pure devotees. So, Lord Chaitanya said, just act like a perfect person, perfect gentleman, and perfect businessman. So he did that. And, you know, his parents basically started to let down their guard. But still, he couldn't take, at least externally, full shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and full-time service in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He needed one other ingredient, and that other ingredient was the mercy of Lord Nityananda. That without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, one cannot approach Radha Krishna, one cannot approach Lord Chaitanya. Actually stated in the Shastras that our progressive path is defined by first approaching Lord Nityananda to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And of course we approach Lord Nityananda through Guru. And then when one gets the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, one comes to the ecstatic platform. But by approaching Lord Nityananda, I'm going to relate this to Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, one becomes free of anarthas. And it's interesting, when we see Balaram killing certain demons in Braj, like Dainikasur and others, these represent anarthas that have to be dealt with our own effort, which is quite interesting. You know, normally we think, you know, you just pray to Krishna, one day you wake up, and the anarthas are gone. That would be kind of nice. Krishna, take away my lust. And then when I wake up the next morning, well, it's gone. Krishna, take away my greed. Krishna, take away this, you know. It doesn't work like that. It would be nice if it, no, it wouldn't be nice, because it's not Krishna's plan. But these demons, Balaram Asura and others, they represent the anarthas that one have to work at, but with the help, that is the directions of the spiritual master and the directions of Shastra, the directions of Lord Nityananda and Balaram, who was the original spiritual master, Nayana Ba Bala Hinanya La Bla. No one makes any spiritual advancement without getting the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Balaram. So therefore, one has to work. It's not that easy to get rid of anarthas. And that requires buddhi yoga. Buddhi yoga means we understand, use your intelligence, just like we know that example in the Bhagavad Gita with the chariot, where there's a chariot and the five horses and the reins of the mind and the driver is the intelligence. And the driver really has to keep pulling back on the reins. I always use that example. One time I was on a horse and I couldn't control him. And he took me to the next county. I finally had to jump off of him. I was bareback. Yeah, that's where it happened. So the reins are the mind and the driver is the intelligence, so we just have to keep pulling back and using, you know, be very AK Ha Kurananda Bahushakta Sarantascha. So if you ever say at my Gabudhir AK Ha Kurananda, just, and it's interesting, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur talks about in his commentary on this particular verse in the Gita how that relates to following the order of the spiritual master. So it's like the intelligence has to be directed by the order and service of the spiritual master. So And so we have to keep pulling back like that. So that's why we need the mercy of Lord Nityananda, to give us that instruction. That's the mercy of Lord Nityananda, the instructions. Not simply we chant Nittai, 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 Nittai. You know, there's this whole group of people who just chant Nittai, 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 Nittai. You can look them up on the internet. But actually the instructions of Lord Nityananda. And so Raghunath Das Goswami at this famous Panihati festival. And it's interesting that Bhakti Chuu Maharaj actually started a whole center at Panihati, and they're developing a whole program at Panihati, a temple. That's one of his main projects. So I'm working with disciples sometimes to encourage that. So at Panihati, he met Lord Nityananda, and this wonderful story about how he was so humble, you know, generally a rich man is not so humble, that he didn't even approach Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda basically had him grabbed, brought to him, and put his feet on Raghunath Das Goswami's head. That would be pretty nice. And then he had Raghunath Goswami support and pay for this Panihati festival with a chip, you know, famous chip rice festival. And Lord Chaitanya also came because Raghunath Das Goswami, Lord Nityananda brought Lord Chaitanya in sort of like a prakata form, you know, unmanifest form, only few people could see during that festival. And Lord Nityananda was feeding Lord Chaitanya different parts of this condensed milk preparation. And it was a great fun, and there were so many people coming that many people sat in the river and had to eat their prasadam in the river. And so Raghunath Das Goswami afterwards, he gave Lord Nityananda and his associates, you know, a large donation. And in this way, I mean, there's more aspects, but I'm not going to talk about the whole Panihati festival. But in this way, he actually got the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So that, then shortly after that, one time his guru, Yadananda Acharya, came to his house very late at night when all the guards were sleeping, because Raghunath Das Goswami's parents kept guards around to make sure he didn't run away and join the Hare Krishna movement. I mean, actually, and so, and he's complained about one of his devotees, one of his disciples who neglected the deity worship. And Raghunath Das Goswami said to his guru, he says, "You go back home and rest, and I'll take care of this disciple." Of course, I guess it was a plan between the guru and the disciple, because ordinarily he would not disobey the order of the spiritual master. So how the guru was into it. And he was into it in such a way that he wouldn't get blamed later, because he had to live in the same village as Raghunath Das Goswami's parents. So he didn't want to get the blame, so it was like a whole act, I guess, they had put together. It was obviously an act. So Raghunath Das Goswami said, "I'll take care of that disciple, and I'll tell him to go back to his deity worship." But instead, he just like headed for the hills. And he went, headed to Jagannath Puri, but it's described he didn't go through the normal path, because if he'd gone through the normal path, his parents would have sent someone to just grab him and pull him back. And eventually he gets to Jagannath Puri, and you close it? Yeah, they're talking downstairs, not so nice. He's put under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami. He's called the Swarup of Raghu of Swarup. You know, so, because this is really, really interesting. The interaction between Swarup Damodar Goswami, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Raghunath Das Goswami. So in this way, the first 5 days, I'm trying to remember all the details, it's not all here, but in the first 5 days, he actually took Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's remnants. And then after that, he stopped taking Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's remnants. And he went to beg from the in front of the Singhadwara gate, the lion gate of the temple. And he did this for some time. And then after that, he stopped begging from the Singhadwara gate. And he went to the there's a free food distribution place for the beggars. And then it was described that he did that because he wanted to see people equally. Because when you're begging, naturally you discriminate between people as to who will give a bigger amount or a smaller amount. This actually is a quite common phenomenon. I remember being in the airport with some devotees doing book distribution, and this devotee was very expert. He would point out, oh, here comes a sweetie. Not referring to a woman. That's not what he was talking about. But here comes someone I know, I can see in his eyes, he'll give money. You know, so, or here come the soldiers, right? Remember that Mother Gracious Radio? The soldiers would come through. And then the soldiers would always give big donations. So you actually discriminate based upon, you know, the body or what someone can do for you. And that's not Krishna consciousness. You know, vidya vinaya, even according to species, vidya vinaya sampane brahmani gufli hashtani shunichaiva svapakicha panita samadarshana. So he just like saw equally. And so therefore he didn't want his consciousness polluted with this concept that some people are more worthy of approaching than other people are worthy of approaching. So that's why he went there. And then eventually he even gave that up and he started eating the rejected rice. He would take the rejected rice that even the cows wouldn't eat. And he would just wash it with a little water and put some salt on it, it's described. And he would eat that rice. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard this, he went to where Raghunath Das Goswami was and he grabbed a little of the rice and ate it. And Swami Damodar Goswami grabbed his hand and said, "This is not fit for you." And Lord Chaitanya said, "Why are you keeping all this nice prasadam for yourself?" So it's amazing. And you know, you may think, oh my God, he's destroying his health. When you hear about the Goswamis, you think, oh my God, what are they doing to their bodies? But because they were situated on the spiritual platform, they were able to write these literatures. I mean, for example, myself, if I tried to even reduce my eating a little bit, I can't concentrate enough to read. You know, the eyes won't focus or something. Because, you know, material body. So they were able to do this and, you know, sleep very little, so give up sleeping, give up eating, just very, very little, and write these amazing literatures. I mean, it's just unbelievable, isn't it? How they're able to do it. I mean, Prabhupada, similarly, of course, Prabhupada's external renunciation was not so as much as Raghunath Das Goswami, but Prabhupada would sleep practically very little, you know, 2 hours a night, a little bit during the day, and write these amazing literatures. I mean, he's one of the most prolific authors. If you'd see the amount of books that Prabhupada produced in 10 years or 11 years, I mean, it's absolutely incredible what Prabhupada did, and, you know, these devotees too, like Raghunath Das Goswami. So, he exhibited more and more renunciation, and basically, here's what, we don't have a lot of time to talk about this, but he stayed with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri longer than any of the other Goswamis of Vrindavan. And so he was able to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's final pastimes. And of course, Raghunath Das Goswami, this shows the love that Raghunath Das Goswami had for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we still got about 4 minutes, that in spite, I mean, when Lord Chaitanya left this world and entered into the Totsa Gopinath deity, Raghunath Das Goswami couldn't bear to live, so he decided to go to Govardhan and jump from Govardhan Hill and commit suicide. I mean, it's just like, wow. I mean, it's unbelievable. So when he went there to Govardhan to do that, or to Vrindavan to do it, the other Goswamis knew his intention. And they also knew that he had more information about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu than any of them had. So they employed him in reciting the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for hours a day. And during that time, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was also there for most of that time. And he was able to hear the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's why we're here today, because of that. I mean, we're really indebted. I mean, the whole movement basically is based on the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So there's more about Raghunath Das Goswami, but as far as Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, he was the son of Tapan Mishra, and I want to contrast that a little bit with Raghunath Das Goswami's pastimes, because Raghunath Bhatt Goswami was told by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay with his mother and father until they passed away and take care of them, because Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's mother and father were pure devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas Raghunath Das Goswami's mother and father, or at least the father and uncle, were devotees, but they were, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described, like worms in stool. Now, you really don't want to use that word in regard to any devotee, even a Kanishtha Adhikari devotee. But the reason he used that particular example was because they knew about Krishna consciousness. They had the association of Haridas Thakur. There's many stories where Haridas Thakur was being taken care of by Govardhan and Haranya, the father and uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami. And Advaitacharya's association. I mean, they had great association, but their minds kept being immersed in material things. And also, they prevented their son from joining the Hare Krishna movement. And you see this sometimes, some of our members, you know, some of the older members, they'll come to the Krishna conscious movement, but their children want to join the movement. And we had some interest, they send their children to India just to get away from us. So it's something like that, you know. So because they're approaching Krishna, it's karma mishra bhakti. And the karma mishra bhakti, I mean, I don't go around criticizing people like Lord Chaitanya did. But karma mishra bhakti is something like that. So anyway, it's not necessary for one to leave their family. It's not necessary for one to take sannyas, especially in Kali Yuga, you know, taking sannyas. But whatever is favorable for devotional service. And in most cases, what's favorable for devotional service for people who are married is the Kshetra sannyas, where they remain with their family and serve Krishna in such a way, as long as their family is favorable. But if it's an impediment, that's another thing. Just like we told the story the other day about how Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's son-in-law, Moga, criticized Lord Chaitanya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was advising his daughter, Sati, to actually renounce her husband at this particular, because he was a great offender at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So anyway, so Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, great devotee, he remained in Jagannath Puri, and he recited the Srimad Bhagavatam for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu too. You know, he had a very sweet voice, and one of his main qualities was he was always averse to criticizing Vaishnavas. He would never want to hear anything negative about any Vaishnava, any sort of Vaishnava, even Raghunath Das Goswami's father and uncle. But Lord Chaitanya was teaching us something by that particular criticism. Okay, all glories to his divine grace, to the Prabhupada, to the Prabhupada. Jai Shri Shri Radhika Lokananda.
Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Govindam Adi Purusham. I'm a jam.
Rajitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandar Ako Hitamaniya Nishesha Shoga
Kumala Kalti Chandra Shushitala Ye Jaya Jagaturai Natai Pada Kumala Kalti Chandra Shushitala Ye Jaya Jagaturai Hey no nitai vinay bhai Radha Krishna bhai tehinai Tirakuri nanu nitai vahai Hey no nitai vinay bhai Radha Krishna bhai tehinai Pinakori dara unitar bhagai Say samana nai jaha Vritta janma ke lotar Say pashu baro durachara Say samana nai Pritcha janma ke rachar Say pasho varo chura chara Nethai na pune lo mukke Machi lo samsara sukke Pitya kule kilo vetara Nitai na pune yomu ke ke Jila samsara suke Vidya kune
he called me Vedana. Ahankara matta hoi alaka nitai pada pasuriya. Atsachire satchakurimane. Ahankara matta hoi alaka. Nitya Karuna hoi bege, Raja Radha Krishna hoi bege, Daro Nitya Charana Tugane. Nityaya Charana Satcha Nahara Tsevaka Nitya Nityaipana Satya Kuru Asha. Narottama Bhara Duke Nitaimone Korotsuke Rakuranga Charana Rasha. Nitai Bada Komala Koti Chandra Chusita Ye Chai Ai Jagat Churai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I राधाकुल के नन राधा के नन राधे जय राधा के नन राधा के नन राधे हे राधे जय राधे 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 जय श्री राधे जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंसा पार्वतीचार्य आल्सो तथा सितशि श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभया चतनार भक्तवृंद गोस्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय Ananda Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Gijai Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Gijai Prem Seikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shiva Siddhigaur Bhakta Vrinda Gijai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopikopanath Shaim Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Gijai Vrindavanam Gijai Maturam ki jai, Jagannath Swami ki jai.